At 7:06, you're listening to Morning Edition on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Jerry Kenny. Thanks for joining us. Coming up, a look at metro traffic and the day's weather. Bad news for the Miami Valley yesterday, as it was announced that we will not be getting one of the retiring space shuttles from NASA. They'll go instead to California, D.C., Florida, and New York. At the National Museum of the United States Air Force in Dayton, officials and several hundred people gathered in hopes of hearing better news for the city. As the last of the shuttles was announced, there was an audible dismay from the crowd as the news sank in, and some attendees immediately left the event. Cutting into the NASA presentation, Air Force Museum Director, retired Lieutenant General John Hudson, then spoke to the crowd.
You know, you heard General Bolden. It is a tough one for us, but I got to tell you a couple of things here. First off, there's a tremendous amount of hard work and really good work put into the package that we submitted to NASA. And there were many people involved in this, folks from the museum, the base, downtown, everybody from educators to the National Aviation Heritage Alliance, the Development Coalition, and the state level as well participated, and we had tremendous, tremendous support from our elected officials. It was a real team effort. They did a marvelous job, and we respect the decision that General Bolden made, and obviously we congratulate the winners and hope them all the best.
Despite Hudson's words of encouragement, again, many people were saddened, even angry by the news. Representative Steve Austria considered it a slight on the Midwest, considering Dayton and Wright-Patt's influence in the shuttle program.
I think it's a disservice to the Midwest, disservice to the Air Force, when we have a museum, a facility that's second to none. And we have a proven track record of being able to preserve history, to be able to tell the story better than anyone else in the country. So if it's about future generations, if it's about our kids in the future and learning about the shuttle and learning about aviation, we have the best proven track record here at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
And that view was reflected by those in attendance yesterday.
Very disappointed. Just very disappointed because, I mean, when you think of like New York City, what did they have to do with aviation and exploration? I mean, I'm very disappointed. I'm sorry.
Again, it is just very disappointing. We think that National Air and Space Museum should have gotten a shuttle, for crying out loud. That's all.
I'm terribly disappointed that they totally did not even consider the Midwest in any way, shape, or form, that you did strictly on the coast and nothing to the Midwest. Ohio needed the boost in economy, and we could have used it, the jobs. And why New York City? I haven't a clue. But to have two shuttles so close together doesn't seem reasonable when you want to spread them out and give everyone a chance to see these incredible machines.
Democratic Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown expressed his disappointment in a statement yesterday, saying he was confident the application met all the required criteria needed to bring the shuttle to Dayton. He says NASA ignored the intent of Congress and the interest of the taxpayers, and he's calling on a federal investigation into what he calls a flawed selection process. It's 7:09. This is Morning Edition on WYS.